You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I'm going to uncover something. I'm going to uncover the big heist that you've never even thought is taking place. You are honestly being robbed. I'm telling you the truth. You are being robbed on a second-to-second basis. And the people that are robbing you, you don't even know. It's wild because I started thinking about this the other day and I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And I was like, you know what? The biggest heist of all time is on our mind and it's on our purpose and our soul. Think about this. If I monopolize your time all the time with nonsense and drama and noise and things to get you off target and off task every single day, well, guess what? I own you. I own you. And if that's how it is, guess what? Then you're no longer living your life for you anymore. You're living your life based on the media, based on the news, based on what's going on, based about the latest fear factor, based on the latest drama, the latest violence, the latest terrorism. Think about it. I can get you completely off target. I can show you something on the news and show it to you again and again and again. And I can terrorize you in your living room every single second. I mean, nowadays we have a phone, too, that any second that somebody wants to text you, it's an immediate text. You cannot hide. You can turn your phone off, but you cannot hide. Think about that. Think about how back in the day, if you needed to call somebody, you had to call somebody at home and probably leave a voicemail, and then that person would get back to you. Remember call notes? Remember that? You have just entered call notes. Please enter your passcode. Remember that? You go home and you had call notes and you had to enter your little passcode, and then you hear, you have 5 new messages. You remember that? Now, nowadays, it's not like that at all. Whoever wants to get in touch with you can get in touch with you right now. You can even have news alerts on your phone that go off every second on the second, telling you the latest awful situation that's happening that can make you feel completely discombobulated, completely chaotic, and completely disorganized in the fact that where do I go from here and what can I do to change this situation? You know, I find that I'm not a big fan of feeling powerless. I'm not a big fan of constantly feeling like whatever I do doesn't matter. I don't have the power to change things, so why do I even bother? I mean, and you have to admit, this is a sad state of affairs. We are being robbed. We are being robbed at gunpoint when it comes to media, when it comes to things in our life, and we've got to be able to figure out how to pull that back, how to no longer be the victim anymore, instead to find ourselves in the power position. I'm telling you, they're robbing us of us understanding how powerful we truly are. They're robbing us, taking away our freedoms because they're not taking away our freedoms. We're just handing them out. Think about it. I mean, a caveat recently I started realizing, remember back in the day you'd watch an episode of a TV show because it came on once a week, right? Remember that? Some of us would TiVo it or direct or DVR it, what, right? Remember? Remember that? And then you wait for the next week for the next episode. Well, nowadays, what do? We get Netflix and we'll watch an entire series, an entire series in the night. I mean, talk about addiction. We literally have our dopamine levels flying high when we're watching that. And so we're not only addicted to the show, but we're addicted to the way it makes us feel because of the instant gratification and the technology behind it. Now, could you say you really like the show? Could you say it? Or is it more of the addiction? It's really hard to separate love and addiction. It really is. It's like when I talk with my clients who are addicted to drugs and they're in a painful relationship, okay? And a good example is dealing with a relationship that is chaotic and makes them wonder where they're stepping, where they're going, you know, borderline personality disorder, narcissistic relationships, certain things like that. And then if you couple that with drugs or alcohol or both, it can get very sensationalized and also overwhelming. And we're doing that in our technology right now. We're doing that in the media right now because we're getting that instantaneous gratification. And it's kicking us in the butt. We don't even realize it. We don't even realize it. I mean, why do you think besides the light, you know, when you're looking at your iPad or your phone, I mean, obviously the light on that is so bright. It's like the light of the sun. But also it's that dopamine, your dopamine receptors, and it's all that surge of in your brain. And it's an interesting situation. And that's why when we're looking at the phone, that's the two reasons. There's a two-ply reason right there. That's why when you're looking at the phone or the iPad at night when you're in bed, it's hard to go to bed. It's hard to go to sleep because you're awake. You're thriving. You're awake. And so we have to really think tonight, and I'm not putting down technology, and I'm not putting down things, but I think that we need to be in charge of our own life, don't you think? Don't you think that it's time for us to take charge of our own life, for you to take charge, for you to know what's affecting you one way or another so you can change that, augment it, stop it, do something different? Because if I knew that there was certain intents behind certain things, and if I knew that I could also make changes to make myself healthier, I definitely would. And I think a lot of us are doing that when it comes to food lately. I think a lot of us are realizing the power and the importance of organic food. I think we're thinking about the power and the promise of having food that's labeled to know. I mean, a lot of us are fighting, you know, legislation recent about Monsanto and genetically modified food. And there's some acts that are there that might actually go against our health and the well-being of our society. But we have to be proactive when we're choosing specific foods, really across the board. And so if we care enough to eat well, don't we care enough to allow certain media and certain incoming messages to either be accepted or rejected? Isn't there like a clearinghouse that we should have? Like a moat? Remember the big castles and the moats where you had that big moat, right? Remember? And and you had the alligators, or I don't know, is it alligators or crocodiles? Well, you had one of those in the moat, right? And so anybody that crossed that, you know, they were destroyed by one of those. But anyway, the thing is that don't we create our own moat, our own crossing, our own clearinghouse when it comes to allowing things into our subconscious, into our conscious, into our daily life? Think about it. When was the last time that you actually decided, you know, hey, I'm not hanging out with John anymore. I'm not hanging out with Mary anymore. I really like them, but they are so negative. I just don't want that around me. It's difficult. It's hard because there I am in a good mood and all of a sudden, man, I'm just brought down to my knees. Now think about it. You start regulating your time around Mary or John because of that, right? The Debbie Downer scenario, right? Now think about if you had a Debbie Downer on your TV every single day. So basically you're allowing her to sit on your couch every day, every night. And then you wonder why you're not feeling that good. I wonder why I'm feeling a little depression. I'm not feeling my speed. I kind of feel like I'm sick. Maybe I'm coming down with something. Well, yeah, you're allowing an intruder in your home that you don't even realize is sitting there with your family, eating dinner, hanging out with you when you're having a drink, chilling with you, telling you that you should be scared and more stressed out while you're trying to relax. Tonight, I'm just exposing it for what it is. I want to give you the armor. I want to suit you up to be able to see it, to be able to deflect this thing that is robbing you, and to use it to enforce what truly matters. Because it's time to armor up. It's time to power up. There's no more pussyfooting around when it comes to this situation, okay? It's not allowed to happen anymore. Because you know what? I care enough to protect my space. I care enough to protect the airspace around me. And I care enough about my body as a temple to do what's right, to not contaminate it. Okay. When is the last time that you went to some water, like, you know, one water park and there's a big sign that says, this is nuclear waste. Swim at your own risk, right? And when was the last time you just took everything off, put your swimsuit on and jumped in? Yeah, you probably haven't done that. But we're doing it theoretically every every day and not even realize what we're exposing ourselves to because it's become so mainstream. That is like the biggest heist on our public right now is the things that are now mainstream. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's a disease. It's okay. See what I'm saying? Like, we start getting coddled into believing that it is normal. This isn't out of the realm of normal. This is normal stuff. So I want to talk about, when I come back from break, I want to talk about what goes on in a given day, the stuff that we're bombarded with, and how that literally directly reflects on how our day goes, okay? Who's inspiring us, right? Who's inspiring us? Better yet, who's educating us? And what we need to really think about, what this does to our life, and later on in the hour, how you can be able to change that, how you can begin to power up, and how you can begin to basically control your own destiny. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I'm uncovering one of the biggest heists. One of the biggest heists that is being done to you. You are being robbed. I said it. You are being robbed. And I want to expose this robbery for what it is and give you and supply you the armor to see the heist, to deflect the heist, and to use it, the information I provide, to enforce in your life what truly, truly matters. So first off, I want to talk about what goes on a daily basis. What's going on any given day? And what are the sources that's informing us? And better yet, what are the sources that are inspiring us and educating us, right? Because we use these sources every day, and we don't realize how they influence our lives, right? They influence our lives because we don't really realize how subconscious information can really impact our lives on every single way. So I want to talk about what goes on in a given day. What goes on in a given day here that we deal with? On a given day, we hear about terrorism. The latest terroristic attack, whether it's here, whether it's in foreign countries, wherever it might be. We hear about the plight. We hear about what might happen, what may come to pass, what's already happened, and what we can do about it. But a lot of times we don't really get that armor about what we can do. We just get the information about some awful situation that took place. Usually, well, sometimes it can happen close to home, but usually not. And you feel sad for those people. And I don't know about you, but recently on social media, especially Facebook, you see, you know, we love you, Orlando. You know, we love you, Texas. We're there for you in Germany. All that kind of stuff. Because we feel helpless. Again, we watch a media outlet that's robbing us of our power because it's not offering us what we can do, but instead we all get powerless. And I'm not saying they're doing the wrong thing by reporting, but I'm saying we are doing some of the wrong things by focusing so much of our energy into something that we don't have the power to change at this moment. And let me give you an example. When was the last time that you hung out with a friend of yours and that friend is constantly telling you about the guy or the girl that they're dating and how awful the relationship is and how it's so bad? And, you know, for the girl, like, for example, I'm going to give you a tough example right now, but this is what I'm talking about. So you have a friend and she's been with a guy that's been physically beating her up for years, okay? And I know that some of you out there know somebody like this, right? And that have showed up for work with bruises, that have all this kind of stuff, and they don't leave. You try to help them get out of the relationship. You try to help them move on, but they do not leave the relationship, okay? They keep going back, and you keep hearing, they keep telling you about the most recent beating. And it's awful. And it's so painful. And I don't know if you've ever been there, the friend, before. You feel helpless because you've already tried to do what you can. And unfortunately, because this person is in the situation they're in, they can't leave. And oftentimes when that happens over a period of time, it's almost impossible to spend time with that person because you feel powerless. You can't help the situation. They're not changing the situation. So what do? Usually that friendship, and it's not because you're a bad friend, it's because you can't handle the sadness anymore. You kind of exit stage right, okay? You kind of exit stage right. And the way that I see a lot of media nowadays is that the media is kind of like the girl that doesn't leave the abusive relationship and talks about it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, showing you the same bruises, the same pictures over and over again. Do you get the example here? And so we're allowing that into our life, exposing our living room, our dining room, even our bedroom to this, because the TV is in the dining room, the bedroom, living room, right? What about the children? And so we're hearing about this beating. Let's just say the beating could be anything. Could be terroristic attack. Could be a shooting. And we see it over and over and over and over and over again. And so some of us are getting more and more depressed, while some of us are getting desensitized on a second-to-second basis where this isn't that big of a deal anymore. Let's get over it already. And some of us, so there's two different sides of this. Some of us get so desensitized we don't have any feeling anymore about it. And they have to keep raising the stakes. Well, okay, there were shootings. We saw live shootings this time. Now the next time we need to see live shootings really up close. And then the next time we need to see somebody get beheaded. That's how we're gonna do this, because we need to connect with people right now and make them feel this pain. Okay? And then the others of y'all, you don't need to see anybody getting shot. If you see somebody getting shot, do you understand that what you see, you cannot unsee? Do you understand that? Have I made myself completely clear? This is one of the biggest things, if you take anything from this show tonight. What you see, you cannot unsee. What you hear, you cannot unhear. Huh. What you see, you cannot unsee. What you hear, you cannot unhear. Okay. What you see, you cannot unsee. What you hear, you cannot unhear. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you visualize what I'm saying? Yes. Oftentimes when people hear things they don't want to hear or see things they don't want to hear, what do? We try to erase it from our mind. We try to erase it with whatever we can erase it with, alcohol, drugs, whatever, pharmaceuticals, street drugs, whatever we can do. You know, and that's the key, is that we have to realize that what we're exposing ourselves and allowing in our home directly impacts our mental, physical, and emotional health, okay? And that impacts everything in our life. So think about it. What goes on a daily basis? You got terrorism, unfortunately. We have shootings, unfortunately. We have deaths, unfortunately. We have people murdering people. We have all kinds of crimes against animals, animal cruelty. I mean, come on. And when we see this and we're bombarded by this, it begins to make us feel very helpless, very powerless, and we feel that the world is a very evil place. So this sets a scene for a very dark, depressing film. Think about it. Because your life is a series of events. A series of events that is composed in what I like to call a long feature film. So if your life is composed into a long feature film, a documentary really, right? So how we color that documentary and how we are impacted by the environment, by media, by the situations that take place directly relate to how that documentary works out. How we see the world. I choose to see the world as a good place with a few bad seeds. I like to see the world, and I've given this example before, and I'm going to use it again because it just is exactly right. You can't find a better example than this if you freaking comb the world for it. You remember back in elementary school when we had recess, right? Remember recess? There was always some numbnuts, right, that would always do something to ruin recess. And it wasn't every recess, but it was usually once a week, right? It was like a once a week, once every 2 week thing where somebody did something bad, hurt somebody, kicked somebody, hit somebody. And the next thing you know, we're all filing into a single file line, right? We're all having to go back into the classroom with all the lights off and sit there and be quiet and think about what we did. Well, you know what? I didn't do anything. And I started getting mad about that. Why should I be sitting in the dark here, having to be completely quiet because Jonathan over there had to screw everything up? Well, that's what we're doing. Do you see what I'm saying? That is what we're doing. And man, this is an epiphany. When we sit there and we watch all this media tell us all this painful stuff and we don't have any way of changing it, we're sitting in that classroom in the dark. Nothing we've done, but something someone else has done that's impacting our life and holding us back from living. It's time to take our life back. I'm over this. I'm over this. I'm done with this. Because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of sitting there in the dark, watching the TV with the light flashing. It's all bright. You know, it lights up the whole room. And you're like, God, I just can't get any worse. I mean, like, God, oh my God, I'm just like, I just can't believe this. Our world is going to hell in a handbasket. Okay, and don't BS it. You've been there before. I'm tired of it. I'm not letting that one person rain on my parade anymore. I'm going to live my recess, and I'm going to live it right. And I'm going to do it by an example, by being an example to others, to step up to the plate, to power up, and to turn that nonsense off. Once we've gotten what we need to know, it's time to move on. When we realize, remember there's that old saying, like, if you can't do anything about it, don't worry about things that you can't change. Don't freak out about things you can't change. You know, think about it. It was an old Swedish proverb. Worry often gives a small thing a big shadow. Worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrow. It never robs tomorrow of its sorrow. It only saps today of its joy. Think about it. We're allowing this worry to take over our life. And what does that do? We become powerless. Stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to be talking about more of the things that are in the news to determine where our focus is, what it does to our life, but better yet, how we can change this, armor ourselves in a powerful way to make a mark on this life. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. If you're looking for a life coach, a success coach, that'll help you get your life to that next level that you've always dreamed of, it's me. Look no farther. Go to the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me a message, and be prepared to power up. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in, well, two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Talking tonight about uncovering that big heist. The heist you never thought was taking place on your life. What you're being robbed of. We're being robbed of our power. Like I was talking about earlier before the break. Think about it. We're being exposed to situations that we can't handle, that we can't change. And unfortunately, that exposure is causing us to be confused, chaotic in our life, feeling negative, powerless, repressed. God bless it. And I just realized, like I was talking about earlier, it's a lot like having that friend that's being physically abused. And they keep telling you, but they never leave. And you see the bruises and you go, God, you got to leave. And you try to help them and they keep going back. And you go, what am I going to do? And then you realize you can't do anything. You can't change it. Yes, you can bring it up to the authorities. You can do whatever. But you know what? You're not that person. You can't live that person's life. And it's much like what we allow in our life all the time when we allow that media to constantly telling us about the terroristic attack, the shootings, the deaths, the fires, all that stuff. And we get overwhelmed because what happens is that we as human beings have evolved, okay, to fix things, to figure out stuff, to come to conclusions. You know, that's why the survival of the fittest, that whole concept, we had to figure out how to, like, find our own food and how to create our own lodging, our own ability to keep a roof over our head, whether at the time that was a cave or what. But do you see what I'm saying? We always came up with solutions. I'm a solution person, okay? And I think that oftentimes a lot of people love listening to my show because I'm not talking about, yes, we all have emotions and feelings, and that's what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about offering a solution to bettering the situation. I'm a solution person, okay? I love, you have a problem, here's the options. I'm going to listen to your problem, I'm going to listen to the issues, but at the same time, there comes a time when we can talk about the problem, but when are you ready to do something about it? And this is what I am arming you with right now. It's time for you to take the initiative to do something about it. What are we going to do? And so we can begin by realizing that we've allowed a visitor into our home. That TV, when you turn it on, has become the visitor that you did not set a plate for. You see what I'm saying? When was the last time that you invited somebody to your home that's completely spewing negative stuff about whatever, stuff that makes you feel powerless, that you're going to allow into your house every single hour, and you're going to forget to let go? You're going to forget to tell them to go home even when you're sleeping. Like I said earlier, you cannot unsee something. You cannot unhear what you've heard. You cannot unsee what you've seen. Okay? And that's a critical thing to remember. That's critical in keeping your sanity and keeping your mind where you want it to be and keeping at that level of where you want to think at. Because I'm telling you one thing, you can't unsee it. And whatever you see that's really bad is going to impact you for a lifetime. Okay? And some of us get desensitized by it. We're like, whatever. Another death, another shooting. Oh, God. You know? My God. But most of us, so you got half, you got a certain percent of the population that gets like that, but most of us get the other way. Scared, frightened, upset, sad. And this can really change the direction and the course of our life. Because what it does is it takes the power away that we don't even realize we have to begin with. We're already kind of in an emotional slump. And I use slump because that's better than saying, you know, emotional depression. But I think that's why the depression drugs and the use of depression drugs are at such a high. And, you know, United States actually takes more pharmaceutical drugs for depression than any other country in the world. And I think that that's also due to our media as well. Not just the fact that, you know, we get so depressed about what we see, but if you realize on most of the key shows, who's the sponsor? You got it. So I'm watching something, and I'm listening to this, and I'm watching this awful, awful situation take place in Germany. And I'm not anywhere near Germany to stop these terroristic attacks. And so I'm over there going, oh my God, just another attack. Oh my God, this is just awful. These poor people. Oh God, let me get another drink. And then after I see the same footage for 35 minutes, 40 minutes, they go to break. When they go to break, they're telling me about a pill that's going to make me feel better. I mean, it's a genius. It's a genius thing. And I'm not putting it down in any way because you know what? It's the way it is. I mean, but, you know, if somebody's buying into it and somebody's agreeing to it, then you know what? It's a free market, right? I mean, I got to look at myself in the mirror every day, but you know what I'm saying. And I think that it's critical to realize the power and the influence this has. The power and the influence that this has is beyond influence. It's beyond power. It's actual education. There was a quote recently in one of the, I won't get into exactly who said it, but it was talking about how, you know, the new regime with the political election will educate our children. Now, you know what? Okay. However, think about it. That's true. Whoever's up there will be educating. Media and the TV gets in the way of the parents educating. And I agree that there might be some homeless children that need education, but for the most part, they're talking about educating your children. Okay? Telling them what they want them to know. You know, presupposing whatever you have to say. Inserting comments and thoughts and quotations in there. Okay? And that's the key, is that we have to realize that, yes, we do, it's to some degree, we do need to be informed. How much of that information do you need to make an accurate account of what's going on? But better yet, how much of that information helps you? How much of that information hurts you? How much of that information is just purely for ratings? And how much of that information is just to fill the time? I believe that you can get informed very quickly, very easily, and then disseminate what in that information will... Can I change? Can I start an organization to offer money or to offer supplies to victims of XYZ? Can I raise awareness for this problem, this situation, this organization in my personal, my professional life, on my social media? Great. Can I raise awareness about whatever? I mean, like, one of the biggest things that I've been raising awareness about is about organic food, about genetically modified foods, and things like that, because I think that people deserve to know the truth. However, we can all do our own research, okay, and inform ourselves. Why let somebody tell you what their dissemination was? I mean, have you checked their background? Do you know that they're going to be honest with you? Do you know that they can read? And I'm not putting down people that can't read, but I'm saying, come on, have they read? Have they done their fact-finding? Have they gone through all kinds of different documents, all kinds of different sources, and found the right stuff? Or did they just find the first thing that came up and go, okay, there you go. Here you go. Here you go. No, and that's why perspectives, live your true life perspectives, and the celebrity perspective is so on point. Because I don't just find crap and put it on the air and say, here you go. I'm not just a mouthpiece for whoever is, the highest bidder, okay? I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to inform you. I'm here to educate. I'm here to be there for you. And you can check everything I'm talking about. And that's what's so awesome. And you don't even have to check. Really, most of what I'm talking about, you can just open your eyes and see it. You already know it's there. You already know what I'm saying is the factual gospel truth. And that's what I think is so amazing, is that in life, when we find a source of information that we can trust, we've got to freaking tell everybody about it. Because you know what? Isn't it nice to be able to hang out with other people that are on your same level? Isn't it nice to talk to other people who actually are thoughtful and think about certain things? Isn't it nice to not have to reinvent the wheel every time you want to have a conversation with someone? So, you know, tell other people about Live Your True Life Perspectives. Turn them on to the Facebook page. Turn them on to Live Your True Life Perspectives. Turn them on to my public page on Facebook, Ashley Burgess. Ashley.Burgess. You're going to see videos like all throughout the week from the studios. You're going to see videos on how to make your life better. You're going to see videos on how to power up. You're going to see videos on how to not let people rob you of your time, your life, your joy, your happiness. You're going to find all that stuff. And where else are you going to find it? You're not going to find it really anywhere else. This is a one-stop shop, so check it out. When I return, I'm going to talk about how we can change things. How we can change things, because it's all about the power-up process, the power of our belief, to realize our personal power, to really understand the drama in our life, and to see it, and to label it for what it really is. It's time to call it out. It's time to say what it is. It's like, I feel like half the time we're all being quiet. It's like we're in an episode of Harry Potter and nobody wants to use the word Voldemort. Okay? I'm tired of it. It's time to call it out. Say it for what it is. Freaking throw it out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, illuminate the situation, because some people don't understand. Okay? Some people need it spelled out for them. It's time to spell it out. Stay tuned. Check out the website. Check out Live Your True Life Perspectives on Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeart, Google Play. I mean, we're all over. Radio Monterey, we're in all kinds of different markets. We're on the radio 7 days a week. Check it out. Take care. I'll be back. And guess what? Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time. And, be back this time. Well, you know. Yeah, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been uncovering that big heist. The robbery of your mind, the robbery of your joy, the inherent robbery you don't even know is taking place. You have no idea it's actually going on. And you know what? I'm here to save you. I got your back. I got your six, okay? I'm here to let you know about the heist. I've exposed to you who is doing the heist. And now it's time to really power up. How do we change it? How do we stop this robbery from happening? How do we put an end to being robbed of our joy? How do we put an end to be robbed with our joy and being replaced with fear? Because to me, that is not an equal freaking trade out. I don't want to give my joy just to get fear, because I personally don't want fear. I'm not a big fear person. I'm not into fear. I don't like a lot of fear. I don't really want to have any more fear. Life, you know, come on, right? The first thing we can do to stop this robbery is to turn the noise down and eventually turn the noise off. I know. For some of you, that made your blood pressure kind of go up. For others of you, you might have actually fainted what I just said. I will wait till you pick yourself up off the floor. I cannot come through the microphone right now in the studio to help you out, but I can give you some smelling salts. It's time, because I realize our addiction to this as well. We have had an addiction that's been created for us that we feel like, in order to be informed, we have to watch every single morsel and minute of every single broadcast of every single thing that shows us this terrorism and this awful stuff. And oh my God, those poor people. I don't know what to do. All I know what to do is to change my Facebook, my Facebook profile picture and tell them how much I care. Okay. It's time to turn down the noise. Yes, it's important to be informed, but to what degree? Right? It's like being told the information while somebody's tying your hands up and putting you in a paddy wagon. I mean, what the heck? What can you do about that? You can't do anything about that. You can't do anything about that. You are not in control. Do you see what I'm saying? You're just not. You can't go over there to Germany and save these people. You're not in charge of the investigation to find these criminals. And I agree, it's good to be informed, but there's only so much information before it becomes fear. And before it becomes a powerless position. The second thing we can do is to stay informed with what we need, but to also realize, how much are we really learning out of this information? Oftentimes, I find that when we hear it for the first two times, that's about enough. We found out that, yes, indeed, this awful thing happened. We found out where it is. So if we do have friends or family in that area, think about it, or we happen to be in that area or whatever, and we got enough information, we realize they know nobody involved. They haven't, you know, they haven't apprehended anybody. So after that, I mean, what else am I going to get out of that except for, oh my God, our world's falling apart. It's hell in a handbasket. It's an awful place. And we're all going to die. Okay. So there's only a little bit of information that you actually receive. And then after that, it's actually kind of tugging and robbing you of your internal stability. If every day you woke up, because this is what's really happening, right? Every single day you wake up, I know most of you use your phone as an alarm clock, right? Most of you do. I do. Okay. I think I'm going to change that, but I do. And what's the first thing I do is I lay in bed, I grab that phone, and I turn that alarm off. And what do? I go to social media. And you know what? Whatever you see, you can't unsee. Whatever you hear, you can't unhear. And I'm telling you, some of those mornings when you wake up and you see something awful, like to me, animal cruelty is one of the worst things in the world. It's right up there with child abuse. It's real hard for me to handle. And I'm very empathetic. I'm very empathetic. I'm not, I'm not at the point where it doesn't bother me anymore. No. And I don't think anybody's really at the point where it doesn't bother them anymore. I mean, there might be a few percentages of people, but that's a whole nother situation. But I've woken up and seen something like that, and that has changed my entire day, and not in a good way. Okay, you see some awful picture of an animal. It's so sad and it's so cruel. And how do you feel? There's nothing you can do. Your arms are tied. How do you change it? Yes, you can donate to the SPCA. Yes, you can give your time and talent. Yes, you can expose things. Yes, you can show people how to treat animals by example. But other than that, there you are in the morning, laying in bed at 6 a.m. going, oh my God. Oh my God. Why did I don't even know why I'm getting out of bed. Man, God, today's just starting off really bad. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, God, looks a little cloudy outside. Seriously. And I am not at all being light about this subject. This is really important. This will change your entire life if you figure out how to actually create a space for your mind. Our mind and our heart are directly correlated. They are directly connected, okay? And because of that, what we see has an impact on our emotional well-being. When we turn down the noise and when we realize that the information, if we need any at all, can accurately be gotten in a few minutes, and we decide to stop the addiction and turn off the noise and realize that Debbie Downer with horns doesn't need to be in our house 24/7. Guess what? It lowers our blood pressure. Actually, they've done studies on this. Go check it out. Check it out. They've actually shown that turning off the TV and turning off the news and stopping that exposure and even reading a book will actually slow down and lower your blood pressure. It actually directly relates to stress levels, cortisol levels, and even cholesterol levels based on blood pressure and heart disease. It's very interesting subjects out there that you might want to check out. As well as it also, by turning this off, it lowers your confusion factor. One of the best things that I've figured out on how to manipulate a large group of people is to confuse the crap out of them. If I want to manipulate a large group of people, what do? I confuse everybody to what the real important thing is. Because if I confuse you long enough, you have no idea where to start. I've confused you so much, you don't even know how to get your stuff together. I've confused you so much, you might not even leave the house today. I've confused you so much, you have no idea what you're talking about anymore. You sound like a raving lunatic. So what the best thing that's ever happened, and I'm not saying it's good, but I'm saying one of the most successful things that's actually come out of this type of play is to confuse the public onto what's really happening. So what's the best way to confuse them? Continue to show them things that confuse them. And what you can do is stop the confusion by turning off the noise. This is very, it's parallel to drama and the fact that drama can be very confusing because we really don't know whose side who's on, why somebody did what they did, who's on what side, who's in which camp, why did that happen? Now who did that to who? You know, like it's like watching a drama, you know, where you're like, okay, so she stole his husband. No, she stole her husband and... Now, was that her husband? Now, whose kid is that? Is that guy's kid, or is that other guy's kid? Or it's like, why? And I understand if you're doing this out of entertainment, but come on, let's not BS ourselves. When we allow this stuff around us and this confusion, it confuses us, it stresses us out, it takes away our power. And last but not least, one of the most important reasons why I am telling you this and I am offering you this important factual evidence on tonight's important broadcast is because, if anything, realize the big picture. Realize the biggest picture that goes unseen. Remember, there's a lot of things on this world, in your universe, in this life, this lifetime that is unseen but is way important. More important than a lot of what we do see. And there's two factors to that. There's the stuff that we can see if we're aware, and the stuff that we have to feel and accept that we can't. When we are preoccupied with stuff of just this planet, dealing with the drama of things that we don't have the power to change, we miss out on the biggest of pictures. We miss out on what really matters. We lose. Do you hear what I'm saying? The most important stuff is derailed. It is derailed, and we miss out on the reason for our lifetime. We are here for a reason, and each one of us has a unique thing to carry out. And there's a bigger power. There's a huge power. Bigger than you, bigger than me, bigger than all of us put together. And if we realize that impact, and we realize that power, and we accept it as so, and we allow it into our life, and we see the subtleties of it, and the marvels of it, and the miracles of it, we don't miss out on this lifetime. Don't let the chaos and confusion take you off from who you are, where you are, and your true purpose in life. I want to see you thrive, and I want to see you do what you're here to do. I'm taking new clients right now. Go online, go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page. If you want to power up, if you want to find that purpose, if you want more in your life and you know there's something more out there, then I'm the person that you need to hire to help you co-create the life that you deserve. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you next. And you know what? If you really like this show, go on and call the station and ask them to give me another hour, because I think you deserve another hour of truth that can better your life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back this time in three shakes.